God, you are so good. God, we are thankful for your goodness. God, we are thankful for your love. We are thankful for your passion, or compassion, sorry. We are thankful that you love us and you pour out your blessings on us. You give us promises that are true. Father, you are so good. And God, we are thankful to be living in your goodness, to be walking and living our life in your goodness. God, we are thankful. God, you are so good. God, we honor you. Father, we lift your name up on high. Father, we put you above us. God, we glorify you. God, we pray that this morning as we go through our service, Father, that we would have a revelation of your goodness, that we would have a revelation of why we should live a fearless life, that we would have a revelation as to your kindness and how much you love us. God, I pray that today would be a day where if we've been holding back, that we would let it go and that we would walk forward in boldness and encourage and be fearless and live a fearless life and understand what it means to be fearlessness. So God, be with us this morning. Direct us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thanks, music team. You guys can have a seat, make yourself comfortable. Don't leave your TV or your iPad or whatever you're watching. You can wait for a few minutes to get your coffee if you were not prepared enough to fill up your coffee beforehand. I'm sure Rick's probably already got his coffee. He's refilled. He's ready. He's ready to roll. I'm sure Stacy and my whole crew, they're all probably bouncing, and Stacy right now is probably telling Nora to let the dog go for a minute, Nora. Seems to be how it goes most Sundays. So we're in our fifth week of this series called The Ultimate Warrior. And every time I say that, my kids are doing my impression from week one of The Ultimate Warrior. But the first week of The Ultimate Warrior series, we talked about how we are to be warriors for the kingdom. And we talked about how we're in a world that's searching for heroes. We're in a world that has a longing for heroes. And I mean, it should be pretty evident that that's what the world is looking for when we have all sorts of superhero movies, all the Marvel heroes and all the DC heroes, if DC really had heroes, but we're not going to go into that. But the Marvel heroes, and then you got your wrestling superheroes and all these heroes, and people are looking for heroes. And we could look no further than Jesus as our hero. And because we are side by side as we talk about Jesus, we can be viewed as heroes as well. And we can be warriors for the kingdom. We're called to join Jesus in the special forces mission that he's called us to here on earth. We're called here on earth to counter evil, aren't we? And we're called to be warriors for the kingdom right here, right now where we're at. And then the second week, we talked about changing our perspective. Changing our perspective from an earthly man perspective of what we see around us to one that is a Jesus perspective, one with spiritual eyes, and one that is from a different perspective, one that is from a perspective of victory, not defeat. And then the third week, we talked about something really weird for a warrior, and that's resting and being still. But we talked about it from a perspective of, as a warrior, that is one of our greatest weapons, our greatest ability is to rest in the Lord. Because when we're resting in the Lord, we're learning from him. We're yoked to him, and we're understanding what the Lord, what Jesus would have for us. We're taking our cues from Jesus. And what better person, what better thing being to take your cues from but Jesus, right? It's like if you're trying to take cues from me for dancing, you're going to be stepping on people's toes, but Jesus, it's just smooth. Jesus can two-step with the best of them. And then last week, we talked about being bold, about being confident, about being humble. And we talked about how Scripture and Revelation are two key confidence builder of the spiritual warrior's life. And we spoke about how God puts his words into our lives to provoke us to look to him. We should always be looking to him, just like we should always be taking our cues from him when we're yoked with him. We should always be looking to God. But far too often we don't look to him when something maybe looks like it's going a little haywire around us. We get distracted and we look around us and we look to see what's going on. We look to see who's causing this or who's causing that, rather than being focused fully on him. He wants us to see who he is. So this week we're going to talk about fearlessness. And Hebrews 4:16, tells us, therefore let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. See, warriors, we need to come boldly to God's throne room, knowing both your role and his will. We need to come boldly into that throne room and understand that. A Christian warrior becomes a warrior because they've taken this rite of passage. In the moment where we become fearless in our approach to God, for we fully understand his nature, his goodness, and we fully understand and appreciate the incredible favor that God has put towards us. We understand that. We have a grasp of that. See, we know the will of God, and we're living according to his will when we're connected to him and when we spend time with him. When we finally grasp that we need to develop discipline, anointing, and faith to stay in his will, stay in his presence, and stay with him. See, that's when I say all that, though, I'm not saying that mistakes don't happen. I'm not saying that when you're a warrior, you're perfect. We're in a constant drive towards perfection. Even though, like I said last week, God is viewing us with Jesus, we're still on our journey. As I said last week, the Holy Spirit is still working through us, and we're still growing in our faith. But we need to continue to grow and gain experience in partnering with God's sovereignty in our life. We need to realize and understand that even though we're growing, we're still welcome in God's presence, and he still has all these good things for us. And when we make this mistake, or if we make an error, we don't need to run away and say, oh, that's it, God's turning his back on me. That's not how it is. We can confidently know that we can still come before him, because grace overwhelms us again and again and again and again. And it's usually when we least deserve it that grace is there again and again, right? And we need to continue to walk in that grace again and again and again. We need to know that every step we take towards God is an act against the enemy. Every step we take towards God is an act against the enemy. What do I mean by that? When we love the Lord God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we are literally on the offensive against the enemy. It's not just an act, but it's an offensive act. It's an act of war, because we're at war against him, even though we don't have to necessarily do the battle, because it's been won on the cross and Jesus is doing the battle for us. We are on the offensive. See, when warriors make mistakes and sin, they repent quickly and they walk in that grace. And even that repentance, when we turn away from whatever mistake we made, is another act of war against the enemy. When you make a mistake and you think, oh, it's over, it's done, I've really messed up. I can't say I really screwed up, because we're being recorded. But I really messed up. How is this going to work? And we know that when we turn and we repent and we say, God, I'm sorry for what I did, we've just attacked the enemy again, because he just thought he won, and we just stared at him, and he just looked at defeat again, and he looked at me and said, oh boy, because I am on the offensive, and I pray that you're on the offensive. Warriors practice looking at the face of God with their own humility, because we're given continuous access to God. Warriors practice looking into the face of God, always longing to live one more day under his smile, in his presence. Amen? We always want to be in his presence as warriors. We become preoccupied with the nature of God and living this life in his presence. It's our intimacy with God that makes us intimidating to the enemy. When we know God, when we are connected to God, when we are tight with God and we understand his nature and who he is and his promises, boy, we're a force to be reckoned with against the enemy. The enemy should be scared and is scared of us when we are warriors for God. Our confidence in the Father's love, our position with Christ, our fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Those things combined take us to this place of being so loved that we lose all fear. We lose that inhibition of fear, and it's gone. There are many types of fear to which we can give place in our hearts and our minds. The usual suspects that most people deal with, things like worry, right? Things like anxiety. People like to take this on. People maybe it's panic or fright or alarm or being apprehensive or nervous or intimidation. Lots of times it has to do with crazy things like money. We can dread something so much that we turn and run away from it, no matter the cost. And some people, like I said, are like that with money or confrontation. When confronted with their own timidity, people try to escape their acceptance of these things. Timidity and hesitancy are forms of fear that rob us of the pleasures of a life that is pleasing to God. We need to shed timidity. We need to shed hesitancy. And we need to walk forward with confidence, full confidence. Hebrews 10, 38 to 39 says, "But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him." What? If he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back, are we? Do we shrink back? I pray no. We don't shrink back to destruction, but of those who have faith to the preserving of the soul. Not daring something when you have a chance can mask secret fear that has not been dealt with by the Holy Spirit. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to deal with that fear. Believing the worst, expecting something bad. How many of you expect something bad? You're like, well, what's around the corner? What's hiding back there? We got to let that go. As Honor also said, let it go. Not holding back anymore. It's time to close that door, I think, is something like that. We can't let that debilitate us. We can't let it prevent us from reaching our full potential with God. We can't allow that to hold us back and stop us from pressing on and pressing through and pressing into his presence. Have you ever heard of a guy named Job? Job was a pretty smart guy. And we're told about Job in Job 1:1. Funny. It's a story about Job. And it tells us there was a man in the land of Uz. Not Oz, Uz. Whose name was Job. And that man was blameless, upright, fearing God, and turning away from evil. See, there's a problem with Job, though. Job had a secret fear that he nurtured. He dreaded the fact that one day he might lose everything that he possessed. If you read through Job, that is the revelation you will come to. He's worried about it constantly. He thought of it often. It's constantly there on his mind. How many of you out there are constantly like, oh, I'm going to lose everything. If I don't get back to work, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to do this. And you're always just trying to play these steps ahead. Don't be like Job. Don't be like Job. Anyways, he worried about it constantly. He thought about it often. And he became tense and nervous at each fluctuation of life. And it was growing in him too, this whole fear. And it was enough for the father to realize that it was going to become a problem and a self-fulfilling curse. And the enemy was given the rights to Job and his family and his business because fear is the devil's domain. That's not where God operates. God does not operate in fear. He operates in what? There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear because fear involves punishment, And the one who fears is not perfected in love. We do not fully understand the love God has for us when we live in fear. And when we allow fear to dictate our life, we cannot live in fear. You cannot live in fear. We need to let that go. We need to start living this life of joy, and I don't want to use the word inhibition, but we need to just live in his love. That's what we need to live. Stop living in fear. Fear unchecked eventually grows to the point where it can torment us. How many of you are tormented by fear? Once again, let it go. Live in his love. And that fear begins to dominate our conscious minds, as well as our unconscious state. It becomes all that is about us. It consumes us. And in the end, in order to deliver Job from fear, the Lord had to face him up and call him on it. And Job 3:25 to 26, it says this: "For what I fear comes upon me, and what I dread befalls me. I am not at ease, nor am I quiet, and I am not at rest, but turmoil comes." The only antidote to fear is the perfect love that we just read in 1 John, right? A love from the Lord that has matured into a place of complete confidence. What we talked about last week, complete confidence. See, mature love has a settled nature that cannot be overcome. This is the root of fearlessness, is this love, this mature love. And if we know with absolute certainty that we are accepted and loved, and we're not afraid to make mistakes and we press on, when we try things knowing that we're covered in Jesus, we try things for Jesus. Let me clarify that. We're not going out doing crazy things, but we're doing things for Jesus. We're acting in the Spirit. We know we're covered by God. We know we're covered in his love. In any contest, we cannot win if we are afraid to lose. In anything we do, we cannot press forward if we're holding back, afraid to get hurt. And I think of Ella, my oldest daughter. And I remember she's still quiet, but she was a very timid girl years ago. Not timid anymore. She'll spar with me anytime, and she'll rough me up. But back then, she was scared in playing soccer to do stuff. She was scared to press forward and to be on the aggressive. And she and a couple girls played soccer with a team of boys back in Lloydminster, and they were playing in a tournament in Edmonton. And she plays defense. She plays fullback. And she was just laying back, right? Basically, the play is in the other team's end, and she's hanging out by her own team's crease, which is not where you play if you're playing defense and you're on the offensive or defensive and you're playing in the offensive zone. You press up. You want to be advancing the ball. You want to stay in the offensive, don't you? Same as life. Well, she's hiding back there, and her coach called her over and said, "Ella, come here." And Ella came over, and he said, "What are you doing? What are you doing, Ella?" And Ella's like, "Well, I'm just playing my position." He's like, "Well, why are you way back here?" And she said, "I don't want to make a mistake. Basically, I don't want to advance or be aggressive because I don't want to make a mistake and cost us something." And the coach said to her, "Ella, you're making a mistake by being afraid to make a mistake. You need to advance the position. You need to press forward. You need to not be fearful. You can't let that fear grip you." And I think about that, and since that discussion, since that talk, her game has changed completely. She's not the same player. She now would jump into the play, or she, when there's a chance to get a penalty kick or a corner kick, she's the one that wants to take it because she wants the ball on her foot because she wants to advance and press forward and have victory. And I think that's for us. We need to stop being so fearful of making a mistake, and because we're making a mistake when we don't want to make a mistake. And that happens in our ministry, that happens in our walk, that happens in our life with Jesus. We need to get on the offensive. We need to press forward. We need to not be afraid of making a mistake. See, hesitancy and timidity are shackles that bind us just as surely as horror and dread. Fear of man prevents us from stepping forward out in faith, doesn't it? I think fear of man, fear of our peers, makes us fearful, makes us scared, doesn't let us step forward and press forward into what God has for us. The biggest fear in speaking out in a world of a word of knowledge, I'm all tongue-tied now, concerning a sickness is not having the faith in God to back it up. That's why a lot of people don't give a word of knowledge or want to pray for somebody with respect to healing, because they don't think that God's going to back it up. But it's not God that is worried. It's not God that's saying, well, I don't know if I can do this one, Dave. That's not how God works. I don't know. Have you ever heard God tell you that? No. Mary? No, that's not how God works. That's crazy. So why are we so afraid to do it? See, we forget a little bit, I think, and bear with me in this analogy, but we forget that the Father is a bit of a believer as well. Did you know that? He believes in us, that we're willing to step out in His word. We're willing to step out in what He's given us, that we're willing to be courageous enough to use the words that He has given us, to pray the way He has taught us. He puts His faith in us to step out and act, to step out and do something, and not just sit back with our arms crossed saying, God, do something. But He wants us to step out in boldness and faith and pray for people and give words of knowledge to people and tell people what the Lord is speaking to them. He wants us to do that. He's empowered us to do that. He's behind us. He's got our back, and He wants us to succeed. Did you know that fearless people give people courage? We inspire people to believe. When we're fearless, other people around us rally around and get fearless. It's why when you're sitting in church and you're singing and a group of you start singing, what happens around you? Other people start singing. When you're at a concert and you start singing or you start clapping, what happens? Usually rallies. That's why I like the slow clap. Because it arouses people. That's not the right word. It rouses people. You know what I'm saying? It gets people going. And people clap and people gather. They get momentum because people get behind each other. So why are we living fearful? Because if we want people to get behind us to be fearful, that's not a great way. That's not what God's called us to do. He's called us to be fearless. We influence people to trust in the Lord. We infuse faith in people. We can inspire people to move out of their comfort zone and into the calling that God has for them. That's what the warrior does. Warriors give courage to others. We're refreshing those around us. Warriors have a sense of being indomitable, impossible to subdue. We can't be subdued, and we're warriors. Soldiers line up behind warriors because they know there is an excellent chance of victory. Warriors make things happen. Be a warrior with me. Good people add to us because of how they live. Negative people take away because of the divisions they cause, because of how they live, because they're divisive, because they divide. Boy, I think I'm on the wrong slide. Yeah, you didn't even get that slide. Because warriors multiply. Negative people divide. I don't want a church of negative people. I want a church of warriors, because we multiply. We give more than what is required. We give more than what is asked. Measure has no meaning for us when we're warriors, because the warrior lives a life of abundance. Warriors make others feel overwhelmed by the possibilities and refreshed with certainty. Are you a warrior? Warriors are unafraid, and it shows. They attract faith and power. It's in the warrior mindset. It's their attitude. It's their bearing. They wear like armor. Warriors contribute to the atmosphere. Are you a warrior? Warriors create a better environment. Warriors help shape the way we position to fight in any situation. Are you a warrior? Warriors have heard the Lord laughing in the enemy. The warrior is also laughing at the enemy because we are not afraid. We are pressing forward. We are moving not even into victory, but we're moving forward in victory. The enemy is not laughing at you when you're a warrior. So are you a warrior? We're going to wrap up this message in a second. But before we do that, I want to give you a chance. If you don't know Jesus, I want to give you a chance to join the army of God before I invite you to be a warrior with us. I want to give you a chance to cross that line and go from knowing who Jesus is to knowing Jesus, to knowing and hearing stories about Jesus, to actually talking to Jesus. And after we do that, then we're going to go that one step forward. So if you don't know Jesus and you want to know Jesus, all you have to do is repeat this prayer after me. And I'm going to ask these guys to do the same thing with me we've done every week. And I just ask that if you don't know Jesus, bow your head and pray with us. Repeat after me after every sentence when I pause. And if you're at home with a group of people, I'm going to encourage you to repeat after me. So in case someone that's with you doesn't know Jesus, wants to accept Jesus, they can. So bow your head and repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I know that my sin has separated me from you. Thank you, Jesus, that you died in my place and forgave my sins and brought me victory. Jesus, come into my life and make me whole. Direct my life and help connect me with people that know you and who can bring me closer to you. So thank you, Jesus, for dying for me once again. And thank you for making me new. In Jesus' name, amen. If you're with someone, give them a high five. This is something to be excited about. I'm high-fiving with you wherever you are. But if you pray that prayer for the first time today, this morning, I pray that you would just give me a call here at the church, 306-882-2453. Or email me at lead@rosetownchurch.ca. Or you can message on YouTube, message me on Facebook. You can message in the comments section on the Rosetown Church website, wherever you're watching. Connect with me, because I want to connect with you. And if you're in Rosetown, we'd love to connect with you and give you a Bible that is just special for you. And if you're not from Rosetown, we'd like to connect with you and get you into a good God-teaching church wherever you might be. So that's where we'll start with step one of joining the army. But like I said, it's more than just joining the army. We want you to join us in the special forces. We want you to be a warrior with us. And warriors, like I said, hear God laugh at the enemy, and we're laughing at the enemy. And although it may seem crazy, we're laughing because we know who's on our side. And this warrior hearing God laugh, it's something that echoes in their hearts. And warriors, we feed off the sound of victory. Amen? We feed off the sound of victory. We know that we are not fighting from defeat, but we are fighting from victory. And warriors, we train for that. We train for that victory. We train for that fight. And warriors learn about obedience and submission to the heart of God. And as He is, so we are in this world. Heaven came to earth through Jesus. And Jesus is here with us. Holy Spirit is here with us. And we are doing battle from victory today. I have one more scripture I want to read to us this morning, or with you this morning. It says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of His calling. What are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints? And what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might, which He brought about in Christ, when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. See, we need to live a life that exemplifies a revolutionary understanding of our place and position with Christ. We need to be partakers of a level of kindness unheard on this earth. We need to be warriors that love freedom and are fierce about it. It's a freedom for Christ because he set us free. We're partners with Christ in releasing people from captivity, and we're partners to creating and working with Christ and building up warriors in the kingdom. We cast out demons, we heal the sick, we cast out fear with Jesus and in Jesus' name. It's the warrior's fearless nature that we need to strive for. Jesus is a warrior. And I want to invite you all to become a warrior today. I want to invite you all to become a fearless warrior. I want to invite you all to live a life of fearlessness with me today. Are you willing to be a warrior today? I pray that, or I'm gonna pray here in a moment. I invite you to agree along with me. Would you bow your heads? And you don't need to pray after me, but just agree in your hearts, agree with your words of yes, Jesus, that you are in agreement of becoming a warrior. So Jesus, we thank you for this day where we can gather together. Wherever we may be, we're still together in Jesus' name. And Jesus, we celebrate those who joined your army today. Jesus, we celebrate these people. We celebrate the fact that they have joined your army. In Jesus' name, that's exciting. Jesus, as you are our warrior, as you are our king and champions of our heart, I pray that those who accepted you and are ready to become warriors with you, and those who maybe have known you longer or are ready to become warriors, I pray that we would start taking our cues from you, and we would take those cues more seriously from you, Father. That we would listen to your cues, we would listen for your voice, and we would advance. That we would advance as an act of war and battle towards the enemy. I pray that faith would grow and impact people in how we live. Father, I pray that we would allow walls that we have built up in our hearts and minds to keep us safe would come crashing down in Jesus' name, and that we would be left with our total reliance on you. God, be with us this week. Lead us in all things. Father, this week as we go about and go out as warriors, I pray that we would have this mindset and this capacity of being victorious. That we're victors, we're not victims. So God, be with us this week. Be with us today as we are going about your business, God, because it's no longer our business, it's your business. Father, we pray all these things over all these people and agree with the people that are agreeing with this prayer today. And Father, for those that maybe aren't ready to make that step, make that commitment, Father, I pray you would start stirring and working in their hearts, wherever they may be today. Father, bless us today, bless us this week, and go before us. In Jesus' precious name, amen, amen. Guys, you have an awesome week. We bless you, we pray for you, and we look forward to connecting with you. Send me a comment on the message bar below and just let us know that you were encouraged. Let us know that you made that commitment, and let us know that you're ready to be a warrior with us. Amen. God bless and have a good week.